You're listening to Mississippi Ghost and Cryptids Podcast, where we discuss all things paranormal.
Well, happy Tuesday, everybody.
Taco Tuesday.
Hey, we're finally back on.
Yawn.
On. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yep.
So, everybody feeling healthy? Good to go?
At the moment.
Yeah.
I'll take today.
The weather's drunk, but yeah.
Yeah, down here is terrible.
I was going to say, though, I like the cold. I really do. I prefer this. I'm not outside, so for anybody that has to work outside in it, I'm sure it's horrible and miserable, just like the heat is, but I do prefer.
Well, I want it to be cold, then warm, not cold, warm, warm, cold, 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 warm, cold, freezing, freezing, cold, wind.
Right, because like as we record, today's Sunday, it was 20 degrees this morning. Now it's like 65.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mississippi.
Like we get three seasons in one day.
Got a strip and you don't get paid for it.
Well, you know, it's always better for me to keep things on than to take things off. So,
unless you're paying for it,
only fans.
No, I don't want to do that.
So we're trying a little something new. Anchor, FM let us. They invited us to do some video podcasting,
right?
Yeah. Or attempt to video podcast. So. Yeah.
People are definitely going to see I'm more of a voice than I am a face, so it's going to be all good.
Once again, OnlyFans. You can post whatever face they want.
That's true. That is, or no,
on
body,
top of the body.
Anybody that they would want. Yeah.
Welcome to Mississippi Ghost and Cryptids Podcast, where there are more innuendos than paranormal content.
Lately, there hasn't been anything paranormal going on.
Well, I mean,
I don't know if it's a whole COVID thing and people not being able to get out and investigate, or I'm just not hearing anything.
But if they're stuck at home and they got crap happening at the house, you would think that they, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But no one's saying anything.
Yeah. Are they able to contact people? And if they are, is no one going out and investigating?
Well, I mean, probably not, because I mean, a lot of people, you know, we're not going into other people's houses and stuff like that due to COVID.
But, right.
I mean,
right,
it was just even one of the things that we kind of like said, hey, we're going to kind of.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of events were canceled and all that kind of good stuff.
We were invited to a library panel and we had to cancel for health reasons.
Yeah.
That
sucks, you know.
You know, someone was exposed. They didn't get it, but they were exposed. So just out of safety of everybody, we said no. And that's why we haven't really gotten together, because it's kind of worked out. I was like, oh, crap, a coworker got exposed, so we can't come out and get together this weekend just to be safe and that type of thing. So,
and the bad thing is these people don't know. You know, it's kind of like you think with our weather changing and sinuses and everything the way it's been.
Down here.
Pollen. With the pollen the way it is, people think, oh, my sinuses are bad. The next thing you know, they're like really sick, and then they've already been around everybody. So.
Right.
And we're not doctors. All we're doing is saying, hey.
We're just saying what people are saying.
People are saying, exactly.
Yep.
It's balls.
So, yeah. Yeah.
It's balls.
And we've tried.
It's not fall, Chris. It's not fall anymore.
And we've tried in the past to do this via Skype or Zoom and multiples. And it's reliant on your phone connection plus the recording option we have in the phone isn't that great. We actually have a full device. Bobby, can you pick up your.
Let me move my crap out of the way.
No, just right. There, this device right here.
Oh, that's the spot.
That's the Rodecaster. Yeah. That's what they are too.
That's how y'all get to listen to all of us at the same time with the wonderful music, the intro, and all this and that. And it's designed for this.
Yeah,
you're going to fall off over there. There we go.
Wow.
Now y'all can see all the mistakes.
Wow. Yeah, quit trying to hide so much of you, Bobby.
I'm trying to.
I don't have anything.
Because Chris has everything up here.
It's all up here.
It's all up here. And then it comes out here. And then.
Sorry, Mom.
Sometimes I have to mute over here.
You might want to turn him. I can't hear him very well. You want to turn him up a little bit?
You want to turn me up?
Is that better?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it too loud?
I can hear you.
Okay.
She can hear you now. I was just fine. So
Or just if you
I guess I'm old. Sorry.
She could be blocking out the male voice.
Why would I block that?
Because most of the time they're gagged anyway.
I couldn't even lie quick enough on that. It was like
you're like yeah.
Yeah, they are. Are you okay down there? Okay.
Who are we talking to?
So I what do we plan on doing this year?
Well, I've seen some stuff about Bigfoot and Sasquatch and kind of stuff like that. So I kind of want to delve into that some more, maybe get, we're not going to say his name, but get him back online and talk to him. Possibly getting a person that worked with MUFON.
That'd be good.
To come and kind of talk a little bit about the alien stuff and
How their that whole group worked and all that, because yeah, they're pretty well known. Hopefully we can get out and do some more experiencing of our own, because there's still several locations locally that we can hit.
We really do. We got the year.
I still want to get you guys up there to that South Pittsburgh Hospital.
It's funny because I mean, you went. God, it's loud.
Sorry.
You were going up there on the regular, and then all of a sudden, the show's on TV.
Yeah.
Magically discovered it, you know, and no, because I'm, you know, when you said you went to Pittsburgh, I'm like, Pennsylvania?
What? Yeah, no, right?
No, it's yeah, but it's you know,
it's kind of like my son going to go to Miami. Woohoo, we're going to Florida. No, nope, we're going to Ohio. What the heck?
Yeah,
that's right, guys. University of Miami is in Ohio.
It's in Ohio, and they were the first university, Miami University. Not the
so
second.
Miami just did not have one at that point in time.
I guess not.
It's a pretty big city.
It's an old, I mean, it's an old school. There's a lot of history up there. It's really, but it's a beautiful school. I give them credit.
I do want to do, hopefully, another Bigfoot expedition.
Yes. Okay. We wanted to get to, what is it called, Blood Mountain in Georgia?
Yes. Was it Blood Mountain?
I think it's Blood Mountain.
Something Mountain in Georgia.
Yeah. I think it's Blood Mountain in Georgia.
Because that's not too far away.
Sounds like we could drive that. Sacrifice goats on this thing, too.
Well, it has its, you know. Well, you know.
We'll find out.
Oh. Well, I mean, some of the shows that they'll talk about, like, this is Devil's Canyon or this is this kind of thing. And that's normally where a lot of Bigfoot related material and stuff was going on.
Yep. It's Georgia. Yep. Blood Mountain. Appalachian Trail.
Yep.
Oh, you hear a bunch of stuff about
Appalachian Trail. It's the Appalachians. That's going to be.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. But we need to do it in fall, not where we're freezing to death and trying to.
It does get cold up there, yeah.
But the fall is good because you don't want to worry about snakes too bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, that too.
Probably need to dress the part. Just, you know.
Yeah, rent a U-Haul to bring Bobby's crap.
Be cheaper than renting a
SUV. All I got to say is I had a tarp. They told me to leave the tarp here. I left the tarp here, I should have had the tarp because we could have put it over the tent.
It still would have got all wet inside.
No, it wouldn't.
That's what she said.
That's a big tarp.
Yeah.
Or,
you sure?
Yeah, really.
It would have covered the whole thing.
We could have. We could have put it up over the top. Yeah.
If I get to come with y'all, I'll get a whole bunch. I'll go to Harbor Freight. I'll buy
you can't.
Eight tarps.
No. I was actually at Harbor Freight yesterday. I was in there. I was like in heaven.
I love Harbor Freight.
I was like.
I know it's like
I bought like one of the little mirrors, you know, like you stick like the little mirrors that you use to extend.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was like buying all kind of fresh.
That's what my butt looks like.
That's that spot. Okay. I don't know. Like I was in there. I was all kind of stuff. But anyway, we digress. Sorry, people.
I ain't pausing this, and we ain't starting over. We're already 10 minutes in.
What happens when we sit down and talk, though. I mean, it's like,
okay,
squirrel.
Yeah,
but we have more innuendos than paranormal contact.
Pretty much. So I know we're going to get into more urban legends.
Yes.
Get back into that. And
again, if y'all want us to talk about something, by all means, hit us up,
please.
Yes.
Like, please.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mom, though, for Terry's mom for commenting. And I really enjoy that. I kind of look forward to seeing her little comments.
Yelling at us for not being online.
No, she's not ever been Well, maybe you, but.
See?
I'm out of this one.
No, I mean, I've always enjoyed her feedback, so.
But no. Yeah, we. Any suggestions too? If you, even if it's one of those, you know, I've always wondered about this. We can do the research for you and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Deb, Bobby's good at research.
Oh yeah.
You know what we should do in May?
What are we gonna do in May?
We should have our moms as guest stars.
I've suggested that before, and someone said no.
No.
No, really, that'd be cool for the month of May.
Yeah, I mean, my mom went on investigations and stuff, mm-hmm. So I took her to Hills Bar Dam, South Pittsburgh Hospital. I had my mom there.
Are those near each other?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Right down the road.
Hills Bar closed down, didn't it? No. For investigations?
Oh,
yeah, I think so. I don't know if they're open. I don't know if they were going to open back
up. It's still private.
It's the person, I was going to say, the person that was owning it, I think they just kind of like.
It may have been a safety issue.
Well.
I would love to go see
it. It's big as all get out.
Every time I see it, I'm like, I can't get over how
even
big
the tunnels,
this thing.
Even the tunnels though under the ground.
Right, right.
That was cool.
Because they built it, what, in like the 20s?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't remember.
1905.
I
just Googled
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, good job, Google.
It started in 1905. I guess it was completed in 1913.
But they had to close it early, right?
I think it was flooding anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think they were able to stop the flooding. It was continuously going to flood.
Right. Oh. The dam was once built on what was known as Cherokee territory.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was.
And cursed.
Holy.
It was cursed. That's right. The mm-hmm. tribe cursed it. Sure did.
Yep.
And it's never been the same since. And that's right. Why there's so much activity wow. there.
Right. Like, supposedly, I can't remember if it's there or not, but like a whole town or something's flooded through there.
Oh, really?
Because of the dam? It flooded
the
town?
Because of the dam flooding. I want to say, Google that part too.
I want to say it was a privately built. I want to say, wasn't it privately built?
Damn. I'm looking. I'm trying to find out. Mm-mm. You mean privately built by a not county or city owned type thing, and it's just somebody decided that, hey, I'm building a dam.
I'm damming this up.
I'm damming this up.
I can go to Wikipedia, but because
there's a part like in the bottom where it would flood, and they would go in there like in a little rowboat. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, it says
they pushed themselves into the.
Says the Chattanooga and Tennessee River Power Company began building the dam in 1905.
Okay.
And then it was completed in 1913.
That's a long time to build. I mean, I know the technology.
Well, you got figure back then, yeah. Then in 1939, Tennessee Valley Authority, which was established by Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Thank you, Mr. Roosevelt.
It developed and regulated flood control and hydropower in the valley. So, don't see anything about it flooding.
Okay.
But
maybe I'm thinking somewhere else then.
There's a lot of standing water down there, though.
Well, you can actually see, like, when you drive there and you're going to go to South Pittsburgh Hospital, you travel over all the water that's there that was once dammed up. So, I mean,
right.
You okay. See all that.
We definitely
but it also might have been one of those things that they don't want publicly known.
Well,
that they flooded the whole city.
It's gotten a lot of recognition.
But people fish and stuff, and apparently out there on the I'm gonna call it a lake. It's probably not a lake. I know it's probably not a lake, but I'm gonna call it, or what it could be a reservoir or something. I don't know what it's called, but anyway,
body of water.
That wet stuff that's out there, they supposedly have a lot of accidents and boating accidents and stuff like that, all the time.
Better
and it's and it's
they can't explain them
right like, because I mean it's opened up it's
mm-hmm.
so mm-hmm.
It's a really pretty area.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I did get to see the little whirlpool thing though that they showed on like Ghost Adventures and stuff like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Still swirling in there.
Huh. Swirlies.
Yeah. Well. What but you have evidence from there, right?
Yes, actually.
You caught it on a tablet.
Yeah, on my Nook tablet, yep.
How crazy is that?
And one sounded like somebody coming over a PA speaker talking.
This is the hospital.
Yeah. No, this is the dam. This is from the dam. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was the hospital for the
mm-mm.
PA.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yep, sound like a PA. Well, I think we had some of that, too, from the hospital.
You could hear like an announcement.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I don't know if it's real because I wasn't there, but...
I'm just going to look at the camera and smile. It's kind of a weird angle, though, to have that camera, because I keep playing tennis over here. Like, do you look at the camera? You don't look at the camera. You look at the camera. You don't look at the camera.
Bitch.
Ooh. Yes, I am. Call my name, and here I am.
Bitchbitchbitch.com.
It's just like Beetlejuice. You just like yeah. say it three times.
That's it.
And hopefully they disappear.
Oh.
Not appear.
No,
it
no,
don't work.
No.
It don't work. Mm-mm. Okay.
That's not how I work.
No. Not at all.
Nope.
So, suggestions that we can
what was your suggestion there,
research.
Chris?
What's my suggestion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would you like to see happen with the group this year?
I'd like us to go on some investigations like we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I miss it like a lot.
What was your bucket list?
I really want to go to Eastern Penn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know, I want to go. There's this little lighthouse island. I think it's in New York.
I'm out.
You have to actually take like a little ferry there.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh no, you're coming.
Me and little fairies yeah. don't get along.
Little fairies. I was gonna say.
Whoa.
I knew where that was going. I'm very proud of
gnomes.
So.
That's another story. But little fairies
goes on behind the scenes.
Now it's not so behind the
yeah,
scenes.
Yeah, now
anymore.
It's like straight up.
I really want to go back to Waverly.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'd like to go there again.
I really want to hit up, and this is more local, but I really want to go back to like Vicksburg and Natchez.
Oh, yeah.
So because they have all the Antebellum homes and all the B&Bs up there.
I still the B&Bs are awesome.
They are beautiful houses.
And I actually had my dad, I took my mom to the McRaven house.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad stayed at the Duff Green Mansion and actually caught stuff.
Really?
At the Duff Green Mansion, yeah.
You said your dad did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. He had the.
You still have the
SLS? Yeah, I got him. I have a small clip. I'll show it to you where he was there, and two stick figures popped up.
Neat.
I had some marbles set out on the table, and yep, he wasn't even scared. He was kind of like
he was
excited to all get out. Yep.
That'd be really cool to do.
Yeah,
we all want to do the battlefield out there.
The battlefield is amazing.
Oh, if you get to, I would love for you to just go see it. It's really, really nice.
It is so beautiful. I actually gave away my CD to a friend of the family, but you get the CD, you play in your car,
mm-hmm.
and as you drive, it's like.
It tells you about
narrates
it.
Narrates.
Narrated. Right, yeah.
Right.
I would like to see Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah.
Williamsburg. Yep.
That whole area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been to Williamsburg. Is so beautiful. It really is.
I'd like to go to Jamestown.
Yeah, Jamestown.
After doing a lot of research and everything.
It's going to hit the whole East Coast up.
Yeah.
And we do it as a group and just walk.
Yeah.
No official. Yeah. This just walk. Nope. And we got enough little handheld equipment.
Well, it's kind of like when we went to the fort over there.
Yeah.
And yeah. was getting stuff at the fort big time. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even a real official. I mean, it was just, we were just kind of going.
We were tourists at that point. Not. I mean, there are other people around mm-hmm. and all this and that. But we, through experience, we can tell mm-hmm. if it's someone else
mm-hmm.
or if it's kind of unusual paranormal occurrence type thing. So, yeah, hopefully this year kind of slows down enough. Everybody stops getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
We can do a one day
things
go here,
open.
Yeah. 2 day, save up some money, do all that kind of good stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's not free.
That's kind of that's kind of the bad thing too. It's the money, but then we all work.
We're all full time,
getting time off of work to go do something that
that we want to do.
We want to do, yeah.
Because I mean,
that's
to me,
the hard
like,
thing.
That's my idea of a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't personally have to do a cruise or a.
I was going to say that was
should.
Nice, though.
We can go to Rose Hall.
Oh, in Jamaica?
Yeah.
We went down there. That was like when I first started doing the whole paranormal thing. Mm-hmm. But I would like to go now because I seem to be more
attuned to it.
Yeah, I can pick up on things mm-hmm. a little more.
I really think a true bucket list would be like a month-long trip to like Europe.
Oh, well.
To go see all the castles.
Me personally, I don't know if I could handle it.
Yeah,
just because
of
the sensitivity
that you have,
Well, then wear a bunch of aluminum foil.
We'll put some, we'll give you a
tin foil. I can do that.
We'll give you a tin foil hat. Maybe that
will line your clothes with it.
Copper.
Actually, just right
get
here.
Get the copper
I'm
socks
just going to get an aluminum
copper.
Foil helmet.
Yeah, the copper.
The yeah, we get to the copper gloves, copper socks.
Actually, that copper actually, conducts.
It conducts. Like, you want to do the opposite.
So I'll be drawing me I will light up the sky.
Yeah. Terry's going to look like being hit by like a proton pack.
Exactly. Oh, I got my own little wand.
You got a little wand?
Got yeah. a little meter. Got a little meter there. It tells you if it's left ball, right ball. It tells you it's left or right.
Right.
Which direction do you want me to yeah. go? Just tell me.
Blue's just the natural color, so
I got a planchette connected to that.
Yeah.
Sorry, mom.
Okay. Yeah, we'll cut this one short. Just want to let you all know we are back. We're going to be recording some more. Give you a little heads up and of what we hope to get done this year.
Surprise!
Yeah, last year was pretty good. So far, since we've been started, we started doing this, we've had over 7,000 listeners. For little three-person team here in Mississippi, I don't think it's too bad, especially in the paranormal field.
Right, well, so 4 or 5. So next month, we'll be coming up on a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very quickly, so fast.
So, all right, y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
And remember, sometimes the paranormal can still be normal.
Follow MGC Podcast on Facebook and YouTube.